Zaida is a 23-year-old mother. 3 months ago, she fled Honduras and crossed the U.S.-Mexico border with her two children. She didn't want to share her last name out of fear for her safety. Zaida lived in San Pedro Sula, which has the highest homicide rate in the world.
Mi salida de mi país.
I didn't leave my country for a better economic status or way of life. It was because of the violence, the gangs, and the corruption.
Zaida says she had a good life in Honduras. She had a nice home, a car, a decent factory job. She loved her life until the gangs approached her. They wanted her to sell drugs at her job. For weeks, she refused to work with them and moved from city to city to avoid them. But one day, they found her at home. Zaida says one of the gang members put a gun to her 7-year-old daughter's head and gave Zaida an ultimatum. Either she work with them or wake up with her children in black bags. Zaida says she couldn't go to the police because they work with the gangs.
In my country, they told me, girl, it's better to keep your mouth shut rather than full of flies.
After that, Zaida grabbed her kids and headed to the Guatemalan border. She took a boat to Mexico and buses that took her all the way to the U.S. border near San Antonio. Her last stop was Miami, where her mother, Maria, has been living for the past 11 years. The gang harassing Zaida contacted Maria a few months ago. She says they sent threatening texts and voicemails demanding $1,000 a month in exchange for Zaida's safety.
They told me where I lived in Miami and to not be happy in the U.S. because they would take me to the Everglades with the crocodiles. They know the area here.
Maria would send $200 or $300 whenever she could. She make excuses for weeks to give Zaida time to escape.
This was not the life I wanted for my children.
As Zaida talks about her journey to the border, she pauses several times.
Not only do we put up with the cold weather and hunger, but other types of abuses.
Zaida was sexually abused by a Mexican police officer at one of her bus stops. He forced her to leave her children on the bus and took her away. Lucio Perez Reynoso is Miami's program director for the American Friends Service Committee, working with undocumented immigrants in South Florida.
They have relatives and acquaintances, and South Florida has been a state that receives immigrants. It's an immigrant community.
Zaida was caught at the Texas border and interviewed by Border Patrol officers. She says after they heard her story, they let her go. Her mom sent money for bus tickets to Miami. Now, Lucio Perez is helping Zaida and her two kids apply for asylum.
We hope that her story convinces the court so that she can stay here.
They're waiting for a court date.
I don't care if they don't give me my papers. What I want is not to go back to my country. If they send me back, I'll go to China or something, but never to Honduras again.
Zaida says she would rather live in the shadows than in danger ever again. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espírito Santo Bank.